Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Clive Lambert, who is director at Futures Tech. How are you today, Clive?
Good morning, Zach. Yes, having an interesting week.
Okay, we certainly are. We'll start off with dollar yen if we can. Let's see what it says here on the chart.
Okay, I think this is just a revisit of a chart I've looked at for the last couple of weeks. The beginning of the year, the failure at 1865 said, and there was a doji candle there, said if we break 1605, we could go to 112.00. That was my trade back on the 4th of January. Yeah. We got to 112.50 yesterday. We were seeing some buyers reappearing. And if we can retake 113.40 today, then we can probably call off the hounds on this sell-off. And so I'm looking at covering those shorts now and only getting back on the bear tack if we were to actually break below 112.00 to 112.50.
Okay, well, let's go on to the next market, which is gold.
Yeah, similar kind of chart, but sort of just flip it on its head, really. There's been quite a tight correlation between these two. Gold has rallied neatly over the course of the end of December and the beginning of January. And again, start of January, we saw the break of that downtrend line, which said to me we can retrace a little bit more. And Mr. Fibonacci said that 112.20 was a target for this sort of move. And yesterday we got to 112. What was the high?
Somewhere like 19.
What was the high? I think it was 19. Yeah. So, and then we found some sellers. So again, maybe job done on that one for now. We'll have a look what happens if we see a dip back to 112.06 to 08. If it holds there, then there might be more to do for the on the long story. But again, if you're long of this, it was a retracement trade. We've hit the retracement target. I would start suggesting to cover those longs and to hit the sidelines and see what happens next.
Okay, well, next market, please.
Okay, so what is that? The Bund. Actually, the Bund has, has been fairly well documented. Had a big sell-off at the second half of last year. We retraced a good chunk of that and then hit a Fibonacci level 164.70 as we kicked off at the tail end of last year. We saw some interesting price action yesterday. We saw some quite heavy selling on yesterday's highs that pushed us back down towards the day's lows and posted a shooting star candle and gave us a third hit of a downtrend line that from joining the those lower highs. So those who have been thinking that the bond, I think rout is a slightly strong word, but the sell-off we saw in bond markets at tail end of in the second half of last year looked like it had possibly run its course and everything was getting back to normal. But yesterday's price action and where we saw that reversal candle suggests to me that we should be looking at downside risk in bond markets again now.
Okay, and finishing off with the market of the day.
Well, exactly. I mean, I think it would be sensible or I didn't think I could get away with coming on here, let's say, and not talking about our old friend Cable, which did the old sell the rumour, buy the fact thing over the last few days, hasn't it? I think you were gapped low on Monday morning because Theresa May was going to talk about Brexit. She spoke about Brexit and we rallied. What's Nick say, Mr. Moose?
Like
rallied
a like a homesick angel. Yeah. He's a poet, really.
We're already seeing some of those gains given back this morning. And actually, my note to clients today pre-open was that 124.40 to 124.60 is really quite an important area of resistance. And unless we get through there, this may be a flash in the pan and we could be heading back lower again. But then there's another argument that all we've really done is head back into that chop zone that we've been in since October and the market is just going sideways.
So what would be your trade of the day out of the four charts you've come up with?
Out of the four charts I've come up with, I would be looking to fade a rally in the Bund, and I've got an interesting level in the Bund. You know, I don't know what's going on with cable. The other two are just saying let's cover some existing positions, if you like, and take some profits on those. I'd be looking at the Bund, looking to sell a rally, maybe to 164.00 or 164.30. Stop above 164.50 and look for the market to, over the next few days, to head back down to 163, even 162.50, somewhere like that.
Clive Lambert, Director at Futures Tech, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Zach. Have a good day.